bunny, bunny. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, hey, everybody. We're going to do a little walk and talk again, aren't we, bunny? Your ears are flopped over. There you go. Okay. How are we all doing today? I'm going to pull this door open. I'm going to come out here, see if I can hook the dog up to the dog cord and do a little walking. How are we all doing today? Since last video, you guys seem to really like the walk and talk I did, so doing another one, but just in the yard. How's it going? I mean, I don't know if all of you liked the walk and talk last time. Just the ones who commented. There's probably several of you who didn't comment who were like, I hate this so much. Why is he doing this? Well, too bad. That's the thing. Commenters, the people who comment are generally people who have something to say. Something that, oh, there's a bunny. There's a bunny. Oh, it's gone. Nope, there it is. Oh, bunny, bunny. Oh, see it over there? Generally are more passionate about something. They have something that they really want to get off their chest. And when it's subscribers, which is this channel, because most people are not gonna, non-subscribers are less likely to see videos like this. Rambly walk and talks. The main draw of videos like this would be, you know, you already know who I am. And so, if you're subscribers and you're watching and you don't like a thing I do, you're probably going to be less likely to be mean in the comments. All that to say, well, some of you might not like the walk and talk, so well, I like it. I might do more of these. They're calming. They're soothing. I'll probably still do edited videos too. I don't know. Guys, it's just, I go through different phases. Sometimes I want to edit. Sometimes I want to make a lot of edited videos. Sometimes I just want to keep it loose and talk. That's the thing, like, internet content. If you want to make internet content, if you want to have a channel, you want to create a feed of content, it's forever. It doesn't have to be forever. You can quit anytime you want. But it's, in my case, it's forever. But I can't do any one thing forever. So I got to change it up. Although I feel like I could do these walk and talk, rambly conversations for a while because they're so natural. This is just, it's just how I am. As long as I have something to say. It's kind of hard to have a one-sided conversation all the time. And Bunny is eating grass. She is such a scavenger. She's just always digging in the dirt and in the grass because she was found on the street in Texas all by herself. And she was a rescue. And then we got her. Hey, we didn't find her in Texas. We were living here in Wisconsin. Bunny, what you doing? Bunny! Bunny! Hey, stop eating grass! What are you doing? You eating grass? Why are you eating grass? I know when dogs eat grass, people say that means they might be sick. I don't know how true that is. But she's always eating grass. And she seems in good health. So I don't know what's going on. She likes to scavenge. I think that's what she's used to. Bunny, what are you doing? What are you doing? Come here. So, anywho, Bunny, I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about, I'm also, speaking of going in phases, I'm also in a losing weight phase. Those go in phases too. And I think that's part of what makes them sustainable. And that's part of what, just like, that's what makes his career sustainable, going in phases. Don't do any one thing forever, because that's just daunting and brain destroying. So some days I'm carefully watching my calories and watching what I eat, and then there are periods of time where I'm like, let's just have a bag of chips. Let's just eat a bunch of chocolate. There's a bumblebee I'm watching right now. Let's hear it.
Whoa.
Oh, it's flying around me now. Uh-oh. Anyway, we have neighbors who keep bees for honey. And so just watch out. So how I lose weight. I've talked about this before, but I kind of want to talk about it. Talking about weight loss is like always a little iffy, because I'm not saying anyone has to worry about that. And everyone's situation is different. But I personally like to focus on my weight sometimes. Like I want to reduce the belly, because it feels good. It feels good to be lighter for me. It feels better on my muscles. It feels better on my breathing. Like, apparently it helps. I have asthma, so that's where the wheezy weight comes from. Apparently it helps you breathe. You open up your lungs when you lose weight. Especially when you're sleeping. And it just makes me feel more comfortable. Have more energy, because it takes less energy to move around. So that's why I want to lose weight. But I let it go for a while. Typically in the winter I tend to. And so I'm going back to it. And here's what I do, basically, when I'm focusing on losing weight. I count calories. I have an app. I use the Lose It app. It's free. It's not a sponsor. And I just try my best to estimate calories. I'm gonna let the dog in, because she's just gonna keep eating grass. Hey, come on now. I try as best I can to estimate how many calories are in different things and keep track, and then try to meet or stay under a threshold that I put in the app. And sometimes it's iffy. Like, you don't really know how many calories you're eating. Sometimes it's hard to estimate. And I don't do it so carefully. Like, I don't weigh all my food and then stay so strict with it. Sometimes I go a little over. Sometimes I go a little under. Sometimes I just estimate. And sometimes I might get it way wrong. But as long as I keep paying attention, I usually end up losing weight. I weigh myself when I'm in a weight loss losing phase. I weigh myself every morning. People go back and forth on this, on what works best for this. Some people, weighing yourself every morning might be discouraging, because, and all, you know, sometimes weight fluctuates daily based on water weight, based on so many factors that it could give you the wrong idea. But I find weighing myself every morning keeps me on track, on task, keeps me motivated, keeps me paying attention. And if some days the scale doesn't go down, it's not like, I quit everything. No, it's just a good metric to look at every once, all the time for me. If I don't weigh myself every day, that means I probably will stop tracking the food. And when I stop tracking the food, I end up eating more. But years of tracking calories help. Like, after a while, if you've never done it before, it's kind of eye-opening at times. You learn how many calories are in different things. And it just gives... It allows me to be able to kind of intuit how much of different things I can eat, because I just know how many calories are in those things. And then it becomes plainly obvious when you start measuring calories that how few calories vegetables have. And you can eat a lot of vegetables before it's like going to go be too much for as far as your goals go. And it helps me, and I just pay attention to what foods help make me or help me feel more full. And alcohol is one example of something that doesn't make you feel full, but just pumps you with calories. And also alcohol makes you hungry, because it numbs the feeling of being full. And so that's why it's not really good for weight loss. That said, I still have drinks every once in a while. We quit alcohol for a year, and I don't drink. The amount I drink is significantly reduced since we quit alcohol. I pause and think about what I want to say next in unedited videos, guys. That's just human behavior, okay? What was I talking about? Alcohol. Before I would have, it was almost kind of a default that I would have a drink or two, at least, almost every day. Now I go many days without drinking at all, and it's fine. But I still have some occasionally. It's much less, and it's easy. It's easy for me to not have very much. And I think it's because of that year of no alcohol. It kind of gave me it strengthened me mentally against having more. And made me kind of enjoy it a little less, actually, too. But I still like drinks every once in a while. But that can really hurt your weight loss goals pretty easily. Just any drink, any caloric drink will probably do that. Because they don't fill you up as much. It doesn't feel like you're eating anything. You're taking in calories when you have a sody pop. That's what we'll call it, a sody pop. Or any sugary drink, or even like a milky drink or something. So basically I track the calories, try not to go over, and I exercise. Like days when I run and walk, the app will, like I talked about this in the 20,000 steps a day video, I ended up losing a lot of weight. I don't remember how much it was now, 15 pounds or something, when I did 20,000 steps a day. The first half of the 20,000 steps a day, first half of the month, I didn't lose weight because I wasn't paying attention to the calories. So I would burn a lot, but then I would eat a lot. But if I pay attention to the calories, it's actually very easy to lose weight when I'm doing all that walking, because the calorie tracker will take that into account because I have a watch that tracks the steps. And then it goes to the app, and then it will tell me that I can have more calories. And I just followed that, and I ended up losing weight. And it's so much, you can eat so much more when you're exercising and when you're walking, and still be under your calorie threshold for the day. So walking a lot, exercise, working out, running, and paying attention to what I'm eating. And then the types of things that I eat, I pay attention to that too. Like I probably could eat more vegetables than I do, but I have the same breakfast every day. I've talked about this before. Eggs and black beans, Cotija cheese, and salsa. And it's so delicious. And I still love it. I have it every day. I've had it every day for years now, I think. Because it has a lot of protein. And protein, I find, when I have protein, I feel more full for longer. And like sugary stuff, that doesn't make you feel full for a super long time. Fat can make you feel fuller, but not as well as protein, as far as I can tell. And fiber helps make you feel full. There's a lot of fiber in that too. So, eggs, black beans, tortilla, cheese. But that's not, you don't have to, you can have whatever you want. I would just say focus on getting some protein in early, because then you'll feel fuller longer. And then at lunch, sometimes I'll just have a small lunch. The smoothie that I've shown on here helps, with a little protein powder, yogurt, milk, chia seeds. That all has good nutrition in it, including protein and fiber, that keeps you full, fuller a little bit longer. Because if you don't have that and you're counting your calories and you don't want to go over, you'll probably get hungrier if you're not paying attention to the kinds of foods you're eating. And getting hungrier, sitting there hungry all the time, that's not fun. That also happens, though, for me when I'm working on losing weight. I do have to tolerate a little bit of, I could eat right now, but I'm not going to. That happens from time to time. Coffee, I think that helps me. Like, supposedly caffeine can suppress appetite for a little while. But I don't know about that. That might backfire as well. I'm not sure. But I still drink coffee every day. Decaf coffee can help me at least take my mind off of wanting to eat sometimes. But all in all, if I pay attention to the right macronutrients, fat, protein, fiber, it won't be so bad. It'll be pretty easy. And as long as I get some exercise, because then I can eat more, and I like eating. Anyway, that's what I do. I just pay attention to calories, use that app to track it, and just looking at those numbers really helps. Because if I don't have that sort of guide, it's so easy to just be like, well, I don't really know how much I had, so I'm just going to have a little more. But when you have the guide, you still might not know. There's still ways that you could fall off your goals, because like there'll be foods you'll eat that you won't 100% know how many calories are in them. It'll be hard to track. It might not be in the database, or it might be weird in the database. It might not seem right. Or you're eating out at a restaurant, you're not 100% sure what was in everything you ate. Though that's going to still happen even when you're tracking your calories. And so it's easy to be like, well, since I don't know, might as well not care the rest of the day. What is this? I'm just making this up anyway, so who cares? Let's just eat. I still think you should try to guess. Kind of pay attention to how you feel. Try to guess an amount and follow it. And in the end, at the end of the day, if you're like ridiculously hungry, have something. Don't make yourself suffer. But I think if you just stay on track, even if the calorie counting seems a little off, just stay on track. Just keep looking at the numbers. Keep weighing yourself. I mean, for me, keep weighing myself every morning. That's it. That's my weight loss stuff. What else is going on? I started acupressure for a video. Did I talk? Oh, this is going to happen. If I keep doing these walk and talks, I'm going to repeat myself and not know that I am repeating myself. I don't know if I talked about, well, I'm not going to remember what I talk about in these videos, but so I don't remember if I talked about this already, but I started doing acupressure on day two. China bought me a mat, not a person named Matt, but which is, it feels like a joke that I already made as well. Or somewhere, maybe in a newsletter, I don't know. and it's got pokey things. You lay down on it for a while. I tried it yesterday with a shirt on. It was like the shirt really covers it up, so it didn't feel like that extreme. But I think with the shirt off, it's going to hurt. Today I tried it again with the shirt on. I'm not ready to go shirtless on the pokey stuff. But I put my feet on it, my bare feet, and that feels good, actually. But today my back was a little bit sore, and I'm not sure if it was from my exercise I did or from the acupressure mat. So I'm not ready to go shirtless yet. I'm going to wait and see if my back soreness goes away. It's supposed to relax you, you know, reduce anxiety. Some people say that it gives them energy. It helps with muscle soreness and back pain, supposedly, even though it might be causing it. So I'm just seeing what happens, as I do. And that's it. I'm thinking about just doing a lot more of these videos, putting more up, more than one a week. Maybe sometimes an edited video here and there. In general, just more videos. Why not? Why not? Life's short, right? Why not make video? Life's short. Why not spend your time capturing life on video rather than living it? You know, that's what I say. And Greg Benson and I still doing our podcast. Two guys talking about lettuce. And I put up a new short from that. I'm going to try to start putting up more shorts from that on that channel, the Two Guys Talking About Lettuce YouTube channel. There's several shorts. They're pretty funny. It's taking the funniest bits of the podcast and making shorts on there. And if you want to check that out, I recommend it. That's my work. That's my editing. And China and I just put up a Story Not Story podcast. The podcast we did like 20 episodes of like 7 years ago, and then did like 2 episodes since then. We stopped doing it, but we did one. And I put it up yesterday. There's a YouTube channel, the Story Not Story YouTube channel, and then it's also a podcast. It's China and me just telling stories off the cuff. That is up on the tubes and the pods. And I'm going to try to get her to do more of those. I just used my phone to record it. Before we had like a whole setup with a microphone, I just used my phone because if you make it, just like I was saying last time, if you make it easier, just make the process easy and make people comfortable. That's the most important thing. And doing that, maybe we'll actually do it. Because China has a lot of house projects she works on. We're busy raising our kid, and it's good to have downtime. So if I can just make the recording process as smooth as possible, maybe we'll do more. We'll see. So that's going on. Got the newsletter going on. The main channel video, if you haven't checked it out, is up about productivity and how to get things done. And the next one will be up in a week or two. I think that's it. I just checked to see that the phone was still recording, because that would be really bad if it wasn't. Okay. Thanks, Wheezy Newsers. Hopefully you enjoy this unedited walk-in talking. I know some of you probably don't, and that's fine. Can't please everyone. I'll probably also do edited things sometimes. I don't know. Just do stuff. Bye.